Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. In the end, there was no vote, just the triggering of Article 49.3 to get the pension reform through the Assemblée Nationale. Prime Minister Elizabeth Bourne was the guest on Channel TF1 last night and had to react to the prospect that the opposition parties may well be filing censure motions in reaction to her decision. The parties, France Insoumise, the Rassemblement National and the Lio Group, are considering a cross-party motion. They have until 3:20 p.m. this afternoon to do so. Some elected officials from Les Républicains say that they will be voting for the motion, even if it is not the official party line. The party chair, Eric Ciotti, said that Les Républicains did not want to add chaos to chaos. The triggering of Article 49.3 also triggered a wave of anger in the street, with demonstrations in several cities yesterday. In Paris, more than 200 people were arrested for violence and causing damage. The Interunion movement is calling for continued mobilisation with local rallies this weekend, ahead of a ninth big day of demonstrations scheduled for next Thursday, March 23rd. The electricity company RTE has confirmed that French homes consumed less energy this winter. The effort made meant that there were no incidents of shortages, even against the backdrop of the conflict in Ukraine. In fact, consumption was down by 9%. New sites have been selected to receive funding from the Loto du Patrimoine, or Heritage Lottery. 18 places will be getting spruced up thanks to lottery grants. These include a castle in Brittany, a synagogue in Normandy, and an old sugar factory in Guadeloupe. And finally to football, and the last French team left in the Europa League, Nice, are through to the quarterfinals. Nice won 3-1 against Moldovan team Sheriff Tiraspol last night. Nice will find out who they will be playing in the quarterfinal match after this afternoon's draw at 2 p.m. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.